With Laura Fox.
Podcast. Now, here's something that you might do a lot more good, right? Because the New Year's resolutions that you've already packed in, we have heard from people all over the country. There are charities who rely on the work of volunteers to help people in need. Aware are one of those groups, and they are looking for people over the age of 21 who want to help. Najia El-Mouden is one of those volunteers, and she's here with me now to tell me all about it. Najia, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Laura. Thanks for having me.
No, it is our pleasure, honestly. Can you please describe the work that you do with Aware?
Yes, so Aware is a charity that helps people with depression, anxiety and bipolar disorders. So we received calls on a daily basis to help those people that are struggling with their mental health and that they need a safe space to talk through what they are going through at that moment. So that's mainly it.
And that's the type of phone calls that you take.
Exactly.
Yeah. Njia, what drove you to decide to sign up as a volunteer with Aware?
So in my role as a team leader before in finance, I had a team, and then I come to realize that having a team is like having a family.
Mm.
And I learned so much about human dynamics that I became interested in psychology, and that's what drove me into that. And then I just decided I wanted to study more, and it just became a hobby.
Yeah.
And now I am currently studying psychotherapy. And as part of my master's, I am required to do some volunteering work. And I had been doing that for a year and a half.
A year and a half. Okay, so you started, what, July, like 2023 kind
exactly,
of time?
Exactly, yeah.
So, like, signing up with Aware, like what is the volunteer work like? Like, can you do it from an office? Can you do it from home? Like, let's be honest, people are very precious with their time. So how much time do you give to it?
Yeah, so it's only 3 hours a week or 2 hours at the weekend.
Okay.
It's actually very easy, straightforward. I was very apprehensive myself, thinking that I would need a lot of time to commit to it, but it's not. It's actually very straightforward. There's a training that needs to be done, and it's a roughly 30 hours training that can be done online. It's a mix of an online training by yourself. You're having to do some online training yourself.
Yeah.
There's some Zoom meetings that you will need to attend, and there's also an in-person training as well. So once that those hours of training are completed, then it's 3 hours, as I said, during the week, 2 hours at the weekend. And having to, if you have a phone, it's all that you need to get started.
Okay.
Like, it genuinely, it doesn't require a lot, huge amount of time.
Like, 3 hours, exactly. It doesn't require a whole lot of time. And you really are helping someone who might just need to speak to someone like you, like, appear and just get a bit of advice, and that obviously comes in your training that you do. But what happens if you get a call that sounds really urgent? Like, where do you go from there?
Well, it depends on the caller. Like, normally if I see someone who is really struggling because they are really nervous and they can't talk or they are upset, I normally would do like a soothing exercise to calm their nervous system.
Okay.
I do what it's called a somatic experiencing exercise, just to calm them down, like breathing, being really in the moment, feeling their feet on the ground so that they can just really ground themselves. Mm. But if they are in a situation where they want to or harm themselves, or, you know, they have those ideal thoughts of wanting to harm themselves, I would be more straight to the point, and I would be more, I see that you are going through this, and this. I would need to require urgently assistance over to you urgently.
Yeah.
I would ask them for permission to get assistance ASAP. Normally, it's not the case. Some people can just experience, like, you know, a really like an urgent need to talk to through something because they just can't deal with it.
Yeah.
And you just need to try to be there and let them know that they have the option to get assistance.
Yeah.
And just try to deal with it as, like, in the best way that you can.
Anxiety can be all consuming, and I think if you've never suffered from anxiety, you're kind of like, I just don't get it. But it can come to the point sometimes where it nearly feels like you're choking on it. You know, it's in your body, it's in your chest. And sometimes the reasons that you're anxious seem really simple. You know, you're kind of going like, this shouldn't be bothering me, but it is. And it's hard to talk to the people around you because you don't want to bother them with it, because everybody's got their own things going on. So speaking to someone like you then is so important, because sometimes it's just getting the problem off your chest makes
exactly,
it so much better.
Yeah, exactly. That is like, we think we make such a big thing about small things, and we put it in our heads, mm-hmm. thinking that it's not, you know, it's the end of the world, but it's actually not. But we just make it up in our heads.
Yeah.
But when you actually talk about somebody, to let them know that that's normal, to normalize it, mm-hmm. that it's completely normal to feel the way they feel, it just makes such a relief. And having a space where you can go to with somebody that doesn't know you, that won't judge you,
yeah.
I think it's great. Because if I have to put myself on that shoes of that person, genuinely, I just want to pick up the phone, speak to someone, and feel that I have, you know, I have someone to reach out,
yeah.
that won't judge me and won't criticize me. And that's what the line is for.
Najee, how hard is it to take these phone calls and not just give your own personal opinion, you know, when you're there? I assume that's not what you're doing. You're really helping them out without being like, well, you know, here we go.
Yeah, well, it is true sometimes not to give your personal opinion. Sometimes in order to connect with someone, you might share a little bit
yeah.
of your own personal story without giving too much details, so that they can understand that what they are going through, it's normal. So yeah. that we can normalize it. But at the same time, you do kind of try to make sure that the call is about them.
Yeah.
Because it's really easy sometimes for some people to direct the call towards you when it's just about them, and make them understand that they have a space where they can talk things through if they want to.
I get it. You're given just enough of a personal touch into it so that they can feel like, oh, actually, and sorry, it's not they. It's like, it's you. It's me. It's anybody listening right now. It's like, yeah. no, we're all kind of going through the same things. It's just people deal with things differently. So you can give enough of yourself to go, yeah, no, you're totally validated in your feelings right now. And that can make the world a difference for them.
Yeah.
For someone who's listening right now, who is interested in volunteering, what is the most rewarding part of the work for you?
To me, the most rewarding part is knowing that I have a space that I can go to and there will be somebody there to pick up the phone for me if I am in distress.
Yeah.
That's the most rewarding part for me. Having somewhere where I can talk to if I don't have anybody around.
That you know if the shoe's on the other foot, that there exactly. is a service there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the most rewarding part of
yeah.
me. And holding space for someone just by listening, active listening, mm-hmm. without interrupting. And being comfortable in silence, because a lot of people sometimes they just need to be with someone on the line.
Yeah,
there's no need to chat. Just silence.
Yeah, just a
yeah,
just a little bit of calm.
Yeah,
yeah, but knowing that someone's there in your calm, that yeah. it's not chaos.
Yeah, and learning that it's great, and knowing that there's people who just need to talk or be in silence.
Yeah,
and that's really rewarding for me. Yeah,
and everybody. Everybody needs to talk and everybody needs a personal connection.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
you know, like I hate bringing it back to it, but COVID did a number on everybody because we lost a lot of those connections yeah. with people. And
true.
And if you were already suffering from anxiety, it piled on a little bit. So
yeah.
if you do, you know, need help, don't be afraid to ask for it. And you can go to aware.ie to find out more information about
yeah.
that. Najee, thank you so much for taking the time coming
so
into us today.
Thanks for having me. Thank
it's
you so
absolutely
much.
No problem. Honest to God,
thank
we really
you.
Appreciate you coming in. That is Najee Elmaden, a volunteer with Aware. And you can find out more information at aware.ie. We'll be right back after these.
FM. With Laura Fox. Podcast.